So anyhow, he takes off after him. We went over in the most neat, uniform-looking little farm you'd ever want to see in Vietnam. And after we got in the area, and we were out came a little mama sow, and we were wrapping her. And just in the side of the earth, this guy broke out, and he had a little cave that he had been in there, and he came out because he heard American voices, and he wanted to... He wanted his family out of the area, then he was going to show us where there's some VC, because they've been making him work farms and stuff for him, and then he could only spend a short time from his family. But once we moved in the area, the Chu Hoi, that's where he could come over to us. But this lieutenant wanted to know where these VC were right then. He didn't care if the family went out or not. And so then some of his crazies were already looking around, and there was another farm next to it, and I hear an explosion. So as I left, I could see they were beating the hell out of this guy. And so I went over, my guys were out on perimeter pulling guard duty, and his people were running around blowing up this place. And so I ran over, they had thrown a frag down in this tunnel, and this other guy's family, his wife's family was on this farm. And so here's, I'd say, approximately his and hers and them's and those 12 family members were getting them all around, and they're coming up, but they're happy to see us until they start seeing this guy getting beat up. And I heard a couple of shots, and I come running around the corner. This guy was running, and they fired at him, and the guy fired his M79 grenade launcher, and a round hit this guy in the head, and this guy ought to be glad it didn't go off, because it would have messed some of us up. But instead, again, I get this guy, it hit him in the head, and the round didn't go off, but it killed him, and when it hit his head, it just exploded, and brains were all over me, and this sort of thing. And then that really pissed me off. And so my guys by then came in to see what was going on. So we are almost fighting our own people. I mean, to me, this is what you call murder. I mean, they flat murdered the guy. And so we had a lot of conflict then, and we got on out of the area and took some of the people that, the family that looked like the military age, moved back up in the night perimeter, and the next morning a chopper came in and pulled me out, because I'd locked and loaded in this lieutenant. So they pulled me out, and I had to go to the rear, and they were going to court-martial me, and I had to go see a shrink. And then as the words started coming around what happened, things kind of quieted down. And so out to the bush I went. But they were always kind of looking at me like there's something a little different about me. And of course, me, I knew damn good well there was something different about them.